In the name of God, greeting and blessing to all the economic activists and the business enthusiasts of our branding company and our representative all over the globe. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, and together you're diving deep into a fascinating and virtual topic: capillary cells in business. Today, we're not just talking about the sales technique. We're exploring how a well-structured, efficient sales process can maximize market share, streamline operation, and generate higher revenue. By the end of this session, you'll have a clear understanding of what is the capillary cells and how they work and why they're essential for modern business. So grab your notebook and let's embark on this enlightening journey together. In the first part, I want to talk about what are capillary cells. Let's start with a fundamental question: what are the capillary cells? To understand, let's talk inspiration from biology. Remember, the capillaries we learned about in school? These tiny vessels that carry oxygen and nutrients to every cell in the body. In business, capillary cells work the same way. Just as the capillaries distribute vital nutrients across the body, the capillary cell system ensures products flow seamlessly from the manufacturers to the final customers. This process covers productions, warehousing, transportation, distribution, and retailing, ensuring that products are readily available where they're needed most. The goal of capillary selling is simple yet powerful: to deliver product efficiently, reliably, and at the right time to the end customers, while maximizing market penetrations and profitability. So let's talk about the explanation of capillary cells, but now I want to talk about the core of capillary cell. Now that we know what capillary cells are, let's dive into the cell's journey from the production to the final customers. Imagine you're running a business. You've manufactured a product. Your goal isn't just to sell it, but to ensure it reached the farthest corner of your markets. How do you do that? This is where capillary cells comes in. Think of it as a careful crafted network. At the top, you have the manufacturer, followed by warehouse, wholesaler, distributors, retailers, and finally, the customers. Each level plays a crucial role in ensuring smooth operation. But like in biology, if one part of the system fails, the whole network suffers. A story time example. Let me share an example from my own experiences. Years ago, I was involved in a distribution network that lacked proper warehousing system. Product piled up in factories and were delivered in reaching customers. The result: dissatisfied customers, frustrated retailers, and significant financial losses for everyone involved. Eventually, we realized that Importance of having a streamlined capillary cell system. With proper warehousing, transportation, and sales planning, we turn things around. Customers were happy and profits surged. The key lesson here is that a business is only as strong as distribution system is. So the next part which I want to talk about it is a building a capillary cells system. Now, let's break down the step of creating an efficient, effective capillary cell system. Firstly, we need to understand your markets. Conduct through research. Know your customers, their preference, and your competitors. Which products are in demand? What distribution system are being used? Secondly, establish a reliable supply chain. Ensure that every stage of the journey from production to final delivery is efficient. Invest in warehousing, proper packaging, and reliable transportation. Third, leverage technology. In today's digital age, tools like inventory management system, GPS tracking, and customers relationship management, CRM, software are indispensable. The fourth is create multiple distribution channels. You don't want to rely on just one distributor or retailer. Diversify your channels to mitigate risk and expand your reach. Fifth, train and empower your sales team. Your sales team is your front line. Equip them with the right skill, knowledge, and tools to succeed. Sixth, and the final is monitor and adapt. Keep an eye on your distribution network performance. Use data to identify bottlenecks and improve efficiently. I want to talk about the challenges and how to overcome them in the capillary system. Every system has its own challenges, and capillary cells are not exceptions. Let's address some common obstacles. Lack of coordination. This can lead to delay and inefficient dissolution. Regular communication and collaboration between all stakeholders. High costs. Capillary cell requires significant investment in infrastructures and logistics. Start small, scale gradually, and optimize your operations to keep costs in check. Competition. In competitive markets, capturing market sharing can be tough. Focus on building a strong relationship with retailers and customers. Offer value-added service that sets you apart. So in this part, I want to talk about the real-life applications. You know, capillary cells aren't just throat calls. They're actively used by some of the world's biggest brands. Think about how fast-moving consumers' goods, FMCGs, companies operate. Their product, be it snacks, beverages, or personal care items, are available everywhere, from large supermarkets to small neighborhood shops. This wide-spreading availability isn't accidental. It's the result of a meticulously planned capillary cells system. If they can do it, so can you. Final thoughts and action step. As a wrap up, let's revise it: the ensuring of capillary cells. It's about creating a network that mirrors the efficiency of our body's capillaries, delivering values to every corner of the market. Here are your action steps. First, analyze your current sales process. Identify area for improvement. Secondly, build a flow chart of your distribution network. Visualize every step. Third is, implement changes gradually. Start with one aspect, measure results, and scale. And the fourth is, stay commitment. Succeed doesn't happen overnight, but with persistence, it's inevitable. So, closing remark. Thanks for joining me today in this podcast. I'm just trying to explain you how capillary sales process can help you increasing your income and having so much more money and earning through this business, how it can help you expand your brand, expand your business in this field, and by sending your product all over the globe, all over the corner of your market, surely you can find lots of people, lots of markets, new markets to know you. So you will grow up your business, you will grow up your customers and your market, and it can really help you to get a great income and get a great marketplace for your products in anywhere you have. Also, for the wrap it up and summary, I just want to say that I give you the examples of the body, how these capillary cells process can help you in this process to share your product inside the market. And also, I give you lots of techniques about understanding market, establishing a reliable supply chain, leverage technology, create multiple distribution channels, train and empower your sales team, mentoring and adapt, okay? So, and also I explain you how to challenge and overcome these challenges like lack of coordinating, high cost of these capillary cells, and competitions. Surely by going through these activities, taking the notes and adapting them through your activities, your product, your country market, and doing some market research according to your area, surely you can overcome with these activities and you can find a great way to introduce your product in the market and use this capillary sales system to expand your business in the market and become a famous brand inside your area, like lots of FMCG product which work in this way. You can find their brand, their product anywhere. They're just using this system, but in the right way, and they check everything when they want to use this capillary system. Also, by having this knowledge, you can find lots of investors, you can find lots of people to cooperate with you and use the same way to go ahead with them and continue your process with them. So again, thank you for joining me today. I hope you're finding this session enlightening and actionable. Remember, the key of mastering capillary sales line is understanding your markets, planning strategically, and staying adaptable. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it with your network, share it with other representatives and even your clients. And don't forget to check out our previous episodes of supply chain management and other business insights which you can share in the podcast. Together, let's continue learning, growing, and building successful business. Thanks a lot for your time, and hope it will really help you expanding your business. In the near future, you can hear and see lots of other episodes of mine and my mentoring team. You can also check every detail with your mentoring to be capable expanding your business and increasing your knowledge. Thanks for your time listening us, all other branding representative all over the globe which you are living. Hope best to you guys. I'm I'm Said Mushtaba from Arab Branding Company. It's good to see you. Take care until the next time.